the final push for two big shows coming up this weekend. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, May 14th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
Impact Wrestling.
The final key pieces are in place for Under Siege. It's an Impact Plus exclusive show coming up on Saturday. On last night's Impact, El Fantasmo pinned Petey Williams to win a six-man scramble and earn himself a shot at the X Division Championship held by Josh Alexander. Also, Havoc pinned Rosemary in a Knockouts number one contender match. It'll be Havoc challenging Deonna Purrazzo for the Knockouts title on Saturday. Also added to Under Siege last night, a number one contenders match for the Impact tag titles, currently held by Finn Juice. This will be Ace Austin and Madman Fulton versus Triple XL versus Rohit Raju and Shira versus TJP and Petey Williams, plus Tennille Dashwood and Taylor Wilde versus Kimberly and Susan. There is a six-way number one contender match at Under Siege, with the winner getting the next shot at Kenny Omega's Impact World title. Those six men were on opposite sides of a tag team main event on last night's Impact, and it was Sami Callihan pinning Chris Sabin to win the match. On Before the Impact, Tasha Steelz beat one half of the Knockouts tag champs, Jordynne Grace. And we have an official date for Impact's next pay-per-view, Slammiversary. It's going to be held on Saturday, July 17th.
Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor six-man tag team titles are on the line on this weekend's ROH TV. Shane Taylor Promotions defends against Primal Fear, the team of Matthew Omen, Gabriel Hodder, and Adrian Soriano. We'll see a clash of former tag team partners Josh Woods versus Silas Young, also a 15-man battle royal involving only wrestlers who are not currently ranked in any of ROH's singles divisions. The last two men in the ring will meet one-on-one on a future episode of ROH TV, and the winner there will earn a place in either the world title or pure title divisions. Some notable names announced for that battle royal: Danhausen, PCO, Mark Briscoe, and Mike Bennett.
WWE.
Not many details as of Thursday night on what's planned for tonight's SmackDown, but it is the final stop before Sunday's WrestleMania Backlash show. The next challenger for Kaylee Ray's UK Women's Championship will be the same as her last challenger. Mako Satomura won a number one contender gauntlet match on Thursday's NXT UK. She entered third after Isla Dawn had progressed past Amelia McKenzie and Dani Luna. Satomura took out Dawn and then finished off Ginny to win the match. Satomura was a late replacement for Zaya Brookside. Viewers were told Brookside was not cleared to compete after she was attacked last week by a Mel. The show opened with Noam Dar beating Nathan Fraser in a Heritage Cup rules match, thanks to an assist from Shaw Samuels.
AEW.
Tickets go on sale this morning for AEW Dynamite shows in Miami and Texas coming up in July. And over in Japan, Dragon Gate's King of Gate tournament gets underway today. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, May 14th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.